to leave, but I'm going to pass this back on to Bela and everyone else. So enjoy the rest of the show.
This is going to be a little of an aberration from what we've been doing, but it is something that we know is real important to Bill is his tuners, his incredible tuners that he came up with. And I'm going to play a solo piece that actually, Tony asked me to do it to sort of demonstrate what the tuners can do. You know what I'm going to do, I bet. It's a tune called Kathmandu, which I use several of Bill's tuners for, and it's still almost impossible to play. But I'll just play it for you, and then we'll talk about the tuners if you want.
Yeah, the tuners, I was inspired by hearing Earl Scruggs, who at the beginning of the Flint Hill special turned the second string down to from B to A and the third string from G to F sharp, making an open D chord, and then he tuned them right back up. Then he played the tune. And there were a few other tunes like Earl's Breakdown, which involved only one string, but lowering the string down and then bringing it back to the original pitch. And he accomplished this by drilling holes in the headstock and adding extra shafts with a cam on the end, and basically ruined a lot of nice old banjos. And I decided it would be possible to build all the mechanism into one gearbox. The detuning part and the tuning part. And so with a college friend of mine, we both had mechanical interests and both had cars with planetary transmissions. And we decided we were gonna design a new kind of tuning bag. And in one afternoon, that's what we did. We came up with this design and made a prototype, and it worked just fine. So we made a second prototype and then decided to go into production. And this was in early 1964. We were able to get Earl involved in the business because it would help our sales a lot. So the earliest ones were stamped Scruggs, Keith, and Bump. Dan Bump was our third partner. And it was in 1970, Earl sold out his shares of the business. So now they just stamped the Keith banjo tuner. And the interesting thing is you can also use them on all four strings, which I have an idea that Bale is going to demonstrate. Earl's design couldn't be used on the first and fourth strings because there wasn't enough room in the headstock to drill another hole.
Right, they go in the existing holes. They go in the existing holes, right?
You just replace,
replace
the regular
standard
tuner.
And
here's
heavier.
Your standard tuners, and here's Bales got four.
I've had four, and I started using four partly because I thought I was going to do all this stuff where I was bending all the strings. I discovered the banjo is really still a very fragile algorithm. And as you start changing one string, every other string changes. So I'm going to play one tune that I worked on that uses three tuners. But I also used them because they were better tuners. They were finer tuners. And so it gave me a more refined tuning peg to use. And also I discovered, strangely enough, that they changed the sound of the banjo in a way that I found to be very positive. There was a tonal change by having the four pegs on that it's part of the sound of this banjo. It's not just that it's a pre-war flathead from the 30s, but it's also got these four bulky metal pegs that change the mass of the neck, and to me it's a positive thing. So that's another part of it. So I'm going to attempt a tune called Kathmandu. Wish me luck. I'm going to mangle one of my own tunes today.